So everyone remembers Shel Silverstein's famous book, The Giving Tree, where what happens, remember The Giving Tree, you ever read to your kids, your grandkids, where the boy is friends with the tree, and as the boy gets older, the tree gets older, the tree doesn't have any shade for the boy anymore, the boy moves and goes away to college, he comes back, at the end of the story is, the boy is an old man, and he finally needs the tree again, and the tree is all dead and cut down. What's left of the tree? The stump, and now the boy is able to sit on the tree. So I Googled this just to remember the title when I was naming the shir. Apparently there's a lot of psychology, according to Wikipedia, on this book, the relationship between people and their mother. There are a lot of critics on the book. I don't know, you want a Wikipedia, this, the depth of this book. I thought it was just a little children's book. But what's the lesson for us? The lesson is that stumps of trees are very helpful because you could sometimes sit on it. You can make a chair out of it. You could use it as a place to rest. You know, they just cut down the tree in front of my house a year and a half ago. So for a few months, we had a big stump right in front of our tree. My kids used to play on it. The question is, are you allowed to play on it on Shabbos? Are you allowed to sit on it on Shabbos? So the Gemara in Erevin says that you're not allowed to be olim be'ilon. You're not allowed to go onto a tree. We talked about it a few months ago with the hammock on Shabbos. So you're allowed to use a tree on Shabbos. But now the question is okay, here's a tree. What's the reason for this gezeira? The reason why you're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos is maybe you're going to come to
break a branch.
Pick a leaf. There's no leaves on this tree. There's no branches on this tree. It's just a stump. So the question is, are you allowed to sit on this tree, this stump, on Shabbos? So the Gemara doesn't distinguish. It says, ain olin be'ilon. And then the Gemara has a couple of discussions. Well, is this yavesh? Is it when the tree is even dried up? Is it even when it's lach? Is it only when it's lach, when it's moist? In other words, when it's alive and it has leaves? So from the Gemara, it's unclear. The Rambam paskins this Gemara, and he says, bein lach, bein yavesh. It doesn't make a difference whether the tree is alive, whether the tree is dead. You're not allowed to go onto a tree on Shabbos. I think the reason is because it's a low plug. The rabbis don't want you distinguishing between this type of tree, that type of tree. It's usher to be mishtamish, to use a tree on Shabbos, lest you come to pick a leaf or a branch on Shabbos. Comes along the tour and the rush, and they say no. The whole time that it's usher is when the tree is alive, when it has leaves, not when it's a dead tree. A dead tree, i.e. a tree stump, right, would be permitted to use on Shabbos because there's no fear that you're going to come to pick off the leaves. Shulchan Aruch, that is Shulchan Aruch Paskin. Shulchan Aruch Paskin's Lachumra. Ein olin be'ilon, bein lach, bein yavish. You can't go onto a tree, whether it's dry, whether it's moist, whether it's alive or dead. They knit limbo, you're not allowed to swing on it, etc., etc. Why? Gezeira shemayala v'yitmosh. Maybe you're going to come to pick a branch. So from the Shulchan Aruch itself, sounds like the tree stump would be forbidden, right? Whether the tree is alive, whether the tree is dead, you can't go on it. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah, and he explains, he says, even if it's dead, even if it's dried out completely, there's no lachluchis klal, and even if all the leaves fell off, he says, there's no chance you're going to pick it. Aser b'chol gavni mishum siyag v'gader. The rabbis made a fence. A rule is, don't touch trees. We don't want you to distinguish, you know, between this type of tree, that type of tree, always aser. Then comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, v'yesh me'kilim b'zeh. Some are meko, and he quotes the El Yerabah, b'yamosachama, shenikar shvachol shu yavish. In the summertime, if you see a tree stump, and it doesn't have leaves, or you see a tree which is dead, which doesn't have leaves, you can know that what? It's a dead tree, and therefore there's going to be no leaves. So there's no fear that anyone walking by who sees you on the tree is going to think you're going to pick off a leaf or is going to think you're allowed to pick off a leaf. So says the Mishnah Berurah, maybe there's room to be lenient on dead trees. Now, Mishnah Berurah brought both opinions. From the Mishnah Berurah himself, it's unclear which way he would follow. Are you allowed to sit on a dead tree or are you not allowed to sit on a dead tree or not? Unclear from the Mishnah Berurah. One more halacha we have to read in Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll get to Lamaisa. The next halacha Shulchan Aruch says, Shrashei Ilan, if you have roots of a tree, which it sounds like a stump, HaGavoim in our Shlosha Tvachim, which is above 3 Tvachim, which is about 10 inches, 10, 11 inches, that would be forbidden to sit on them as well. Less than 3 Tvachim, it would be permitted. So I want to make it clear. If your tree stump is less than 10 inches, clearly permitted. That's not what we're talking about. Most tree stumps, I don't know, 10 inches? Yeah, probably 10 inches is 10 inches is pretty small. It's like, you know, we're talking about under a foot. So definitely a foot of a tree stump, it would not go into that halacha. So how do we pass? What's the halacha? Which day of the Mishnah Berurah do we follow? So the Aruch HaShulchan says something radical. And this is you want to know the Maran Malkum to quote over? You quote over the Aruch HaShulchan because listen to his leniency. He quotes all these sources and he says, you know what? This whole sugya has nothing to do with anything. He says, Mikol Malkum Nireh, Dzehu Kishekatitso Laman Yigdal Od. The only time that the Shulchan Aruch says a tree stump, which is above 10 inches, would be forbidden to sit on, is, you know what? When you cut it off and it's gonna, and you want it to regrow. To us, shame Elon Alav, Kishanishar Gimel Tfachim. Avalim Katsatsu Gamri. If you cut off the tree completely, I think it means without the intent for it to grow, like they did in the tree in front of my house, you know, eventually they dug up the roots as well. Av Kishanishar Gimel Tfachim, Eitz Ba'almu, Ubatel Mimenu, shame Elon. It's not a tree anymore. A tree stump, which is not meant to be regrown, not a tree. And he then puts in brackets, this is my own chiddush, I didn't see anyone else talk about it. So we're stuck. So you have a lenient Aruch HaShulchan here, which is coming out of left field. So do we rely, do we pass like this Aruch HaShulchan? Well, my, so according to Aruch HaShulchan, you're totally okay to sit on a tree stump. Mishnah Berurah had two opinions about dead trees or not. Aruch HaShulchan says, well, you know what? If the tree's not going to regrow, totally permitted. Comes along the Aruch HaShulchan for the Sfardim. Any Sfardim in the room? No Sfardim today. So they got off easy. Because the Aruch HaShulchan says, what type of Aruch HaShulchan? Now, come on, we don't rely upon this. Where'd he make this up from, says the Aruch HaShulchan. He says, what do you mean? And he says, Af b'ilin sh'niktzas kol shekvoa gimel tfachim, even if it's cut down, if it's over 3 tfachim, v'yonek min hakarka. So that's the question. Does a tree stump yonek min hakarka? So is it yonik? Is it still yonik if they cut down the tree? If it's a dead tree, so a dead tree. So how about a dead tree? Would they cut up?
Was
a dead tree, right? Is it still yonik? So is it still yonik? No. So he says if it's yonik min hakarka, the chashav iwan. Then he quotes the Aruch HaShulchan, who didn't make that distinction, and he says the Aruch HaShulchan. He says ein lahakel bezek kedivrei Aruch HaShulchan. Don't follow that leniency of the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan wasn't talking about whether it's alive or, you know, if it was yonik or not yonik. Aruch HaShulchan said any tree which you don't want it to regrown, even if it was still actually sucking from the ground nutrients or whatever it is still is dead, and you're not going to regrow it. You could sit on it. Says Aruch HaShulchan, no way. He says no way. It's always usser. Unless, I guess, it's completely dead, then maybe it would be permitted. But the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't go into such great detail. Sounds like the Aruch HaShulchan would be machmir. The Sefer Dvar Meshulami, who I tried to find out who more it was, only thing I found is I think his daughter was killing sparrows bombing years ago. You know, this is a bit of his Revis Rav, Rav Meshulami from Eretz Yisrael. He argues on Rav Ben Zion, Aruch HaShulchan, he says, what do you mean? That's a pretty big chumrah. The Aruch HaShulchan was pretty clear. If the tree is dead, you don't want to regrow it. You don't regrow it. What's the big deal? So how do we paskin? So I tried to find the modern raid, the English Svarim. New, what do they say? So it's fascinating. You look at Rabbi Daniel Neustadt, you know, the Rav from Lakewood, who writes that excellent English halachic pamphlet on Torah.org. In his 2005 version online, okay, he only passes like the Aruch HaShulchan, lenient, and says that you could sit on a tree stump. In his 2012 version, he brings both opinions. He brings the Aruch HaShulchan and he brings the Aruch HaShulchan, and he says he doesn't know who to paskin. He says some say it's mutter, some say it's forbidden.
Maybe the tree
starts to change. I don't know. If you look at Rabbi Ribiat in his 39 Lamed Tes Machos, but I have the old version. I have the old edition, so I have to look at the new edition. In the old edition of Rabbi Ribiat, he only brings the Aruch HaShulchan. And he's only Mekel. And he says, Rabbi Ribiat Paskins, you can definitely sit on a dead tree stump, because we follow this Aruch HaShulchan, that if it's dead, it's not going to regrow, then for sure it's okay. Final, last point or two, is the Sefer Vayan Avram, one of the Achronim, he writes, well look, a way to get out of this whole problem is if you have a nice, comfortable tree stump in front of your house, if you put like a piece of wood on top of it, or put like sideboards also, then it becomes tzidei tzadin, like we were talking about by the hammock, and then you're fine. But that's too elaborate, you know. That's a little bit annoying. You have a tree stump, you just want to sit down. You don't want to build a whole bench. But maybe if you have a bench already built off a tree stump, and it's already got hooks and everything, and it's not directly on the tree, maybe that would be room to be lenient. Final point to ponder of the Chashuche Chemed of Rav Zilberstein. Rav Zilberstein says, well, let's say you're basking like the Chumra opinions. He just assumes, like the Chumra opinion, that if it's above three tefachim, it's usher to sit on this tree stump, like the Chumra opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. But what? Let's say what happened. Let's say you take dirt, or this is what happened literally in my house. All the wood chips that were around from when they cut down the tree were built up next to the stump. So the stump, even though it was fundamentally, let's say, three or four or five tefachim, with the wood chips next to it already, the pieces of dirt on the ground, it was only really two tefachim off the wood chips. So then, does that constitute under three tefachim that you're allowed to sit on that or not? Do the little wood chips on the side or the little dirt on the side decrease the size of the stump? That, he says, is not sure halachal might, so he leaves it tzarchin. So the best upshot of this is that really, it's hard to understand where everyone's coming from because no one really talks about our tree stumps except for pretty recently. Mishnah Berurah brings two dayas. No one really knows how to understand the Mishnah Berurah. Aruch HaShulchan would be Meiko, Rabbi Nitzan HaBashal would be Machmir, and all of our English Svarim seem to say, if you really need to sit, you sit, but you can rely on the Aruch HaShulchan. There's definitely room to rely upon. Go ahead.